There's a problem in Avalon. Bird poop. Pigeons and seagulls have created so much of it, they've polluted the harbor. With no natural predators, they own the place. Enter Rocky Post. Yes, that's his name. He's a falconer, hired by the city of Avalon to send the offenders packing. Tatiana Safranova has the story.
So this is where we start moving. I'm taking the leash off. Transmitter's gone. Leash here. So hood comes off, right? Bird's free. Bird goes. My name is Rocky Post. We're in Avalon. I'm a master falconer. And I have the contract to do the bird abatement in Avalon, Catalina. In this town, there are no predators, no natural predators. Very few. Very few. There should be some natural hawks in balance here to keep all the pest birds honest. They're gone. The reason they're gone is because the balance of nature in this town has gotten way out of whack. It's totally out of whack. And by reintroducing these raptors now, that's putting the balance back into this thing called nature. And what it does is it allows us to have a normal number of every kind of bird, which is not 1,000 pigeons at the foot of the pier. And it's not, you know, closed beaches because of pollution.
Look at all these people, you know, it's like, he's looking through this.
It's a matter of him knowing exactly where I am. The lesson in that last one for him was, keep an eye on me. You know, if you lose me, you lost me. So it's his responsibility amongst his crowd to keep an eye on where Dad is. I was, of course, an urban kid, you know, a kind of a city kid. A beach kid, but a general greater LA area kid, and there's no falconry there. There was no literature on falconry when I started. I was 12 years old. Somewhere I saw this little schematic or a drawing on how to trap a kestrel. And so I made this little trap, found a field and went out there and put the trap out and caught one. You know, I kept the bird alive, which is a miracle, and I just kept doing that over and over and over and over and over again. And eventually, you know, just became a falconer. Every time I release one, it can certainly keep going. There's nothing to keep it coming back to me. There's no reason for it to not fly away. It can certainly take care of itself. It could feed itself without even thinking. You know, it could fly away from me, catch the first ground squirrel it saw, and live happily ever after. So, you know, the relationship is more than just training and food, you know, and there's more to it than just the mechanical part. And you kind of have to ask the bird what the other part of it is. He flew away. But I blow the whistle. Watch this. And I give him a little nibble. That's it. That's all there is to it. You are on 7 days a week, all the time, with even one bird. You know, I have nine. I have nine birds that I have to keep safe and healthy and flying. And I do it all by myself. And I keep meticulous records on each bird as it's developing and as I'm training it. When I get home, I have to unload all the birds, get them in their particular space with fresh water, repair or replace any equipment as necessary. If any of them need to be fed further, I feed them further. If I quit working at 6 o'clock in the evening, I won't get to bed till after 10, and all the whole time I'll be doing something with the birds. And then I'll sit down at my computer, and each bird I'll have its weight and its health and everything about it, and I'll chart that day's activities. It's more than full time. Come here. Yeah, she's a she's actually a hybrid, but she's mostly Arctic gerfalcon, black Arctic gerfalcon. So she thinks she's a people. she doesn't really have a mom or a dad except me. Come on.
These are my children. This is it. This is it for me.
Come on, sweetie.